Nolte, San Francisco Crime Forces Staff at Nancy Pelosi Federal Building to Work from Home. By John Nolte on August 16, 2023. Crime is so bad in Democrat-run San Francisco that staff at the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building have been told to work from home. People should get what they want in America. And it's nice to see the voters of San Francisco getting everything they voted for. The building, at the intersection of 7th and Mission Streets, is home to the office of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as the local branches of several federal agencies, including the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department of Labor, and the U.S. Department of Transportation. The area around the building has also become a notorious hotspot for open-air drug dealing. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, building workers received a memo penned by Cheryl Campbell, an assistant secretary with the Department of Health and Human Services, on August 4. It advised workers to stay home for the foreseeable future because of crime in the area. In light of the conditions at the federal building, we recommend employees maximize the use of telework for the foreseeable future, the memo said. This memo was released just one day after San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins blamed local judges for exacerbating the city's drug crisis by releasing people accused of offenses before they can go to trial. Better still, the memo was released on the same day the Biden administration urged federal workers to spend more time at the office. San Francisco Police Chief, most pervasive drug areas not even a one-square-mile area but there's massive addiction. I've said this before, and I will never stop saying it. What's happening to San Francisco is a choice. The destruction of this once great city by the Bay is a choice made by city and state politicians and the idiotic voters who put them in office. We know how to maintain safe and clean cities because we had safe and clean cities for 30 years until the left lost its mind and embraced the mentality of the Black Lives Matter wokeness. Cleaning up a city is very simple. You enforce the law and imprison lawbreakers, no sleeping on the sidewalks or in parks. No vagrancy. Lawbreakers are arrested. Bail is required until trial. If the lawbreaker is convicted, he goes to prison. If he's a multiple offender, he goes to prison for life. There is no secret sauce. It really is that easy. San Francisco Democrats chose the opposite route. Vagrancy is allowed. Open-air drug dealing is allowed. Tent cities and public places are allowed. Criminals are not arrested. If they are, they are released with no bail. If they are convicted, they don't go to prison. If they go to prison, it's never for long enough. This mentality not only inspires criminality but it also inspires criminals from outside the city to move to the city. Additionally, San Francisco is a sanctuary city, which means criminal illegal aliens are moving in to sell deadly narcotics like fentanyl. If these people want to live in this filth, that's their choice. Everyone should get what they vote for. But never forget this is a choice, and this choice is destroying every large Democrat-run city in the country. Democrats would prefer to see their cities destroyed than admit they were wrong or go against their Black Lives Matter religion. And I'm okay with that.